And greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. With the Joe Biden disappearing, supposedly he will reemerge on Wednesday tomorrow. Supposedly he had a conversation with Kamala yesterday. When she was there at the conference, we don't know. Christ said that nothing will be hidden. What is done in secret will be brought out into the light. What is spoken in the ear will be shouted from the rooftop, from the mountaintops. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump, there are deniers. It was staged. There's no real proof. And this is going through media. Well, Christ said that the truth will be known. The fact is, Donald Trump is a threat to the Democratic Party. Not only the Democratic Party, he's a threat to the rulers of America. That's a fact. He has been a threat to the rulers of America since he became president in 2016 when he was elected. He's still a threat. Donald Trump, a not insider, never was, never will be, interfering with the plans of the ruling class of America, the rulers of this country, the deep state, shadow government, many names for a group of powerful people behind the scenes who rule everything, who control everything, who are the rulers of this country. Now, excuse me, I'd mentioned Donald Trump's pick for Vice President J.D. Vance. For the last 4 months, I had mentioned that I think lightning has struck again. Donald Trump, in the election, his first election, picked Mike Judas Iscariot Pence as the vice president. And Judas Iscariot was in type paid 30 pieces of silver to betray Trump. And there are those out there that say that Trump, Pence was the best thing, the best individual, one of the best vice presidents. Not true. He is an insider. He is a globalist. He is part of the group of the ruling families in this country. Mike Pence, and then J.D. Vance. Lightning, I believe, has struck again, and I'm going to tell you why. He comes out of nowhere, doesn't really have a credited portfolio. He's liked, but we're going to talk about his wife, Usha Chilukuri Vance. It's not who J.D. Vance is. It's who his wife is. It's like Bill Clinton, when he was president, governor of Arkansas, president of the U.S. It wasn't about Bill Clinton. It was about who was his wife. Who was Hillary? Why did Hillary have a higher occult power standing in the Illuminati than Bill? And what about Usha? Chilukuri Vance, what about her? Who is she? What's her past? Who has she worked for? What's her, you know, accident that she meets Vance at Yale while he's there? I don't believe in accidents. Like with God with us, Macron, and his supposed wife, who was his teacher, educator, pedophile wife, if she's a wife, if she's a woman. Truth is stranger than fiction. Truth is stranger than fiction. J.D. Vance's Hindu wife, Usha, is an evident handler of J.D. Vance. This is out of American Intelligence Media. American Intelligence Media. She works for the British, and he is a British Pilgrim Society creation, creature. Just like Tony Fauci, like Klaus Schwab, these individuals are part of a secret society. Pilgrim Society. And now J.D. Vance's wife, is she his handler? Is she the one, like Joe Biden's wife, Nurse Ratched, Jill? Is she Joe's handler? These powerful people generally have somebody behind them that is their, the MK to keep them in, excuse me, to keep them on the straight and narrow. This is what Jill Biden does. Same with J.D. Vance and his wife, Usha. I'll continue in a few minutes. I'm just getting warmed up. It's difficult to decide what is the best direction to go.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
Okay. Now, who rules the United States of America? The ruling structure, or we just don't know who rules this country. Well, I'm going to read something to you. Who is Pilgrim Society? One of the presidents stated this: there's an establishment in the United States. The word establishment is a general term for the power elite in international finance, business, the professions largely from the Northeast, who wield most of the power, regardless of who is in the White House. Most people are unaware of the existence of this legitimate mafia. Yet the power of the establishment makes itself felt from the professor who seeks a foundation grant to the candidate for a cabinet post or State Department job. It affects the nation's policies in almost every area. For example, the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, subsidized by Rockefeller interests since 1927, boasts a membership of at least 90% establishment figures. Most of the people have vaguely heard of the term Eastern Establishment. And this is from research of Pilgrim Society, the Pilgrim Society, a century of Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Mellons, and so much more. This was a research paper I found in 2020. The Pilgrim Society, a study of the Anglo-American establishment, again. ISGP-studies.com, Pilgrim Society. This is a reference to a group of people in Northeast United States which to many appear to wield a disproportionate amount of influence over the nation's policies. I'm trying to push. I only have minutes, and I have to slow down. Okay. Amount of influence over the nation's politics. The influence goes back even further than the days of John D. Rockefeller Sr. and J.P. Morgan Sr. This has been illustrated by the fact that a great number of individuals working in the senior positions of government have come from a select number of universities, banks, insurance companies, law firms, think tanks, foundations, only to return to the network after their public term comes to an end. One of these individuals served as a political appointee or independent advisor to a number of presidents, with protégés at universities and think tanks continually showing up in later administrations. Together with a number of other peculiarities, think of controversial policies, suspected cover-ups, ignored conflicts of interest, lack of media attention. This is appropriate for what has happened in the last 10 days. It is this group that is able to sow in the media confusion. It is this group that nothing in this country, in the states, regions, and for the most part internationally, occurs without the fingerprints of these people. So, peculiarities. A permanent establishment controlling the machinations of government, no matter who the public is allowed to vote for. This is Pilgrim Society. This is the Eastern Establishment. It is also known as the WASP Elite. And I'll tell you what WASP Elite. White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant. They're not Christian. They are white. They are Anglo-Saxon. They're not Protestant. They're not religious. They're Luciferian. They're all involved in secret societies. This is in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 47. There would be a nation, along with the other nations of history in the past history, there would be a nation at the end of the world, the end of the period of time where Satan rules the nations, the cosmos. There would be a nation that would be superior to all of the other nations that have been before it, that have come before, that have existed preceding its existence. It would be called the United States of America. This country, from its beginning, there was witchcraft involved that came from Europe on the Mayflower, the Collins family, other occult families. And while the pilgrims, the Christian pilgrims, were setting up churches, building churches, while they were involved in higher education, Yale, Princeton, Oxford, in Europe, and these elite schools in this country, while Christians were furthering the education of a new country, eventually these occult families would take over Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Purdue, Stanford, Berkeley, DU, CSU, CU, UNC, the University in Wyoming and Laramie, all of the universities are now government property. They are government sites to educate the elite children in these secret societies to rule America perpetually. This is who Pilgrim Society was. It was formed, became a society in 1901 in the city of London, and 6 months later, New York City. and it was John D. Rockefeller and his son that were the initial members and helped Pilgrim Society to, they slapped it on the hind end to make it live, to bring it into existence, along with the royals of Europe, especially the Rothschilds. And this election that you're witnessing this season, the threat to this group, to this organization, to this society, is Donald Trump, the American people, the voters of this country. Every person that is anti-New World Order, every Christian, true Christian church, is a threat, as well as the society in general. Their objective is, has been, and did come to pass, to rule, to own America. But the purpose of owning a nation is to own all of the, what the nation is, militarily, economically, in education, in intelligence, to rule the world, to have complete, total world hegemony. That is still the objective, that is still the plan. And this establishment, this group, they are invested heavily in this election. From a biblical point of view, from the point of the Bible, this anti-empire, this establishment, this corporation, will continue for another less than a decade. This nation and this establishment, this Pilgrim Society, will never attain the objectives in a thought, a vision, a view of Cecil B. Rhodes, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant controlling families of the world, ruling the world. It will not happen. Donald Trump has been he's very powerful. Trump, outside of politics, is still very powerful. Outside of what you see in the paper, what you see in media, Trump is very powerful. Does Trump, is he aware of who these people are? He is aware of them. Why? These are the ones that tried to assassinate him a little over 10 days ago. These are the ones, these people, were powerful enough to keep him from keeping it, from continuing to take up residence in the White House. He knows these people put Joe Biden in place for the last 4 years. Trump is very aware of this. He knows who he's up against. The American people don't. The MAGA people don't. They don't see what Trump sees. They have no view. They don't have a view that Donald Trump has. The ruling, the royals, whatever you want to call them, the powers of this country, they realize Trump is on to them, understands who they are, their objectives, and he has committed himself to fight against them. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Weekdays, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. Weeknights, 6 to 7, on AM radio in Johnstown area, northern Colorado. The program is aired the first hour of each day's program, and always on 1360KHNC.com. Programs are streamed at all times. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com for the Present Truth programs, and I believe the American Freedom Network site also. I have to wait until I know for sure exactly if the first or second hour will be podcast. I'm going to read you something. I'm telling you about Pilgrim Society. I'm going to talk more about J.D. Vance's wife, Usha, and her connection with Pilgrim Society. J.D. Vance's connection. Does Trump know about it? I assume he does. Trump is also playing chess, not checkers like we do. We're playing checkers. We don't see everything Donald Trump is up to, but he is a threat to the establishment. I'm going to read you something, and I hope you can follow what Christ said. What he said is important. This is when he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4. He was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the who? By the who? By the devil. Christ is telling the world, there is a devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter, another name for the devil, you're being tempted daily, came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But Christ answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to a holy city, the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Don't tempt the Lord. Again the devil took him to a very high mountain. This is where we come in. This is where we in the world today come in. He took him to a very high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. In a split second, Satan took Christ, brought him into the future, showed him all of the kingdoms and their glory. These kingdoms are now, the glory of Satan's kingdoms are evident to mankind presently. Through our media and technology, we can go to the internet, look at Singapore, Shanghai, Dubai, London, Moscow, any nation, any country, any city in the world, and you see the glory of what Satan has built over the last 2,000 years. All this was offered to Christ. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and said to him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, get behind me, Satan, be gone. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. The devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. Why did I tell you this story? Satan was on a mission to employ Christ. He was offering Christ an opportunity to serve him. And he was recruiting. Christ didn't accept. From that day, Satan has gone into the nations and has been recruiting employees. We know the name of some of these employees. Soros, Fauci, Schwab, Adolf Hitler, Stalin. We know the names of these employees, the Caesars of Rome, the Pharaohs of Egypt. In our day, presidents of this country, presidents in Europe, the Rothschilds. Let's face it, it's the truth. These people don't serve God. They don't fear God. They serve They are employees of the devil. Christ, in the proverb, in the parables, he likened himself to an employer going daily to employ people to come work in his harvest daily. The devil, the same. In the book of Revelation, there will be the armies of Satan at Armageddon. These are the men who go to Armageddon to destroy the Jewish people, to eliminate Israel from off the face of the earth, and to make war and wage war against God himself. And Satan is recruiting to this very day. He's recruiting in this country with these young people in all of these violent groups. Satan is still recruiting. Christ is also recruiting people. And in Pilgrim Society, this society is the main ruling structure of the devil ever known to man. And Christ said that nothing will be hidden, everything will be exposed, made known, understood, and they cannot stop it. They don't like it. They like to do their evil in the dark. But everything now in the last 10 years before Christ returns will come out into the open. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, the secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm,
And these individuals that serve Satan, and they willingly, they have free will, they accept Satan's offer. If you bow, if you fall down and worship me, I will give you these kingdoms. I will make you powerful. I will make you wealthy. You'll have what you want for your flesh. And Satan is continuing to employ every day more of the human beings that will serve him, and their reward will be eternal fire. But there are those. Christ has a plan for millions and millions of people that these wicked rulers are going to kill in Isaiah chapter 21. Isaiah refers to them as ruthless dealers. With ruthless people, as ruthless people, treacherous dealers who deal treacherously. In that world of witchcraft, it's treacherous. And the individuals who decide that they want to participate with the witchcraft and power and spells, when they make the decision to leave, treacherous dealers come after them. They have to pay a price, but it's worth it. To leave that evil and to receive Christ, there's no greater reward than that. You get eternal salvation. Now, in this presidential season, the individual that is going to be the nominee for president, Kamala, her husband, the two of them are involved with this secret society, Pilgrim Society. Barry Satoru, who has not endorsed Kamala, is also involved with Pilgrim Society. Bill and Hillary Rockefeller, like their ancestors, are members of Pilgrim Society. I don't mean to dump so much on you today, but Jesus said he wants the world to know the truth. He wants the world to see what is happening in darkness. America, the war is being fought for complete, total, satanic control of the United States of America. That's what this election is about. Christian people who should understand what I'm saying don't. They're not aware of it. They're unaware of it. They're indifferent. They are insensitive. They want Sunday church, Sunday songs, Sunday social events, when the very war this election season is about bringing to power the individual that is going to rule America and begin who is going to declare war on the world, and who is going to appoint individuals in the occult to positions of authority all over this country. The reason I can tell you this is because it's in the Bible. We can't stop it. America is already lost, and there are many Christian people who believe that we can go to Washington and pray, and we can have prayer groups and ask God to heal the land. This land cannot be healed spiritually. This land, there's no turnaround. There's no recovery. I can lie to you and just enjoy life, or I can tell you the truth and enjoy life. I'll tell you the truth. The American people, you don't know what's coming. You don't know what this race is about. You hate an individual who is in direct conflict with the societies that have ruled the United States and Europe and the world for roughly 70, 80 years. And this individual, Donald Trump, who you hate, who you dislike, who you question his motives, I'm telling you, God has placed him where he is. God has placed him to hold back the heavy winds, the destructive winds that are going to come to this country when he is no longer involved. And one day, this assassination attempt may have taken some wind out of him. And that is not good for us. One of these days, he may just say, you know what? I'm going to give the American people what they want. I am going to step away. I'm going to just walk out. Then the treacherous, tormenting, violent, destructive winds are going to hit this nation like never before, and not only this nation, the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit ColoradoRenaissance.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Thank you.
And this first hour will be aired tonight at 6 p.m. on KHNC AM Radio 1360, Northern Colorado, out of Johnstown, Colorado. And it will be streamed on 1360KHNC.com. The first hour is also streamed on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Now, before I get to the break, I have to go into the second hour. Usha Vance worked for law firms associated with the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, and Bill Clinton. Paid to attend Cambridge University in the UK by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Who are knighted members of the British Pilgrim Society. This is Usha. In 2012, she was placed at Williams and Connolly LLP. This is Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation Law Firm. Usha was then groomed magically as a law clerk for Chief Justice John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh. There is no doubt she was introduced by Roberts to Roberts' British handlers in the Knights of Malta, which is the English priory. This is who she is. This is J.D. Vance's wife. Let's see. She worked for... did J.D. Vance disclose any of these conflicts to the Trump campaign about who his wife is? No. J.D. Vance, I believe, is Pilgrim's. She received a B.A. from Yale, classical CIA grooming venues, notoriously controlled by secret societies. She met Vance at Yale, placed as an editor of both the Yale Law Review and Yale Journal of Law and Technology. This is an overkill for a non-groom or non-pilgrim's groom. To get her Chinese grooming, she was sent on to fellowship at Sun Yat-sen University, Guangzhou, China. Then Bill and Melinda paid for her fellowship to Cambridge University. This is who Vance's wife is, Usha. And either way, whether Trump wins the election, which he won't, or the Democrat Party wins, either way, Pilgrim Society will control everything. The destructive winds are about to descend upon the United States of America. By the end of this year, the winds will increase velocity. But the destruction is coming. American Freedom, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. For the Present Truth program, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells us, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the